You know, he obviously is such a, you know, student of the game. He knows where he's going to go when he reads, you know, blitz, the dump offs. He just knows where he's going with the ball, which makes it incredibly difficult for, you know, not only DBs to make plays unless you're, you know, press man, but also for pass rushers, too, to get after him. I think they're number one in the league in giving up sacks. So, you know, we'll have our hands full just because they like to spread out their playmakers and get the ball out quick.
He last played in 14. I think he was, what, 35, and then he's 38 now. On film, do you see any drop off in this game? This is an age where a lot of quarterbacks usually slow down.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't. They obviously, I think they started, what, 0-2 this year, so they got off to a rough start, but they've really been picking up steam, and you don't have to look past any further than last week's game against Detroit. I mean, it's just clicking. I know it's obviously different playing down there in the Superdome from when we played down there, but, you know, every game that we've played them, whether it's here or there, it's been, you know, they've done well on offense. So, you know, we got to expect their best shot, and we'll see how much the game plan changes for them. But, you know, I like to think it's the same thing. They're going to air it out, and, you know, Drew's kind of that thing that makes that whole offense tick.
Clay, we've seen you chase quarterbacks out of the pocket your whole career, and a lot of times the guy will get rid of the ball and you'll just give him a little bit of a shove.
Love tap, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is that what you're supposed to do versus what Barr did?
Yeah, you know, someone had, I think maybe Jason had asked me, did I see the hit that Barr put on him? And after seeing it, I was, you know, surprised that he wasn't flagged simply just because, you know, I've been hitting quarterbacks for, you know, almost a decade now, and generally, when you see a quarterback get rid of the ball, you're allowed to give him a shot, you know, show that you pulled up on him. But, you know, obviously more is going to be made out of it simply because, you know, MVP quarterback broke his collarbone. So, you know, I'm not going to go as far as to say hits are dirty, because I'm sure plenty of fans from all sorts of teams have said the same thing about me. It's unfortunate it happened, but surprised that there wasn't a flag. I know, I mean, obviously I'm going to say I would have pulled off on that, but if that was their quarterback, you know, I think it's at the statute of limitations when you need to pull off.
Does something need to be said on the defensive side? You're one of the guys who's been here for a while about maybe doing a little bit more, each guy elevating their game.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a given, you know, if we want you know, keep this thing rolling. Obviously, you know, it's always been our offense who's been kind of putting up points, you know, obviously more than the opposition. But even more so than that, we really got to take it upon ourselves. And I thought, you know, in that first half last week, it was a little sloppy. Obviously, I'm sure Mike touched on that. Some of the penalties, missed tackles, big plays given up. But, you know, creating the turnovers is huge. We weren't able to get after the quarterback as much as we'd like. But ultimately, you know, over the past, you know, since Dom has been here, we've done a real good job of taking the ball over, taking away. So we got to do that and give it back to our offense just to, you know, increase those possibilities.
You took it pretty hard on Sunday, Rodgers going down. How are you and the rest of the team handling that? You're, what, 4 or 5 days removed from that?
Yeah, I mean, at first, you know, you can't help but have this kind of doomsday, you know, mentality. Obviously, when your quarterback goes down, I don't care if it's, you know, Aaron or anyone else, you know, that's kind of, you know, as I just talked about with Drew, that's kind of the thing that makes the team go. You know, he's a, what do they call a guy who runs a train?
Conductor?
Conductor, engineer, something like that. Yeah, he makes it go. So it was tough, but, you know, I feel like we've had a real good week of practice. You know, if anything, I think it's kind of put a little more focus on every other position, every other guy in this locker room. And you know, we'll see what Mike has to say about practice today. But I thought for the most part, you know, we were getting after it. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come. You know, we're all behind Brett now. And, you know, we all got to pick our game up, especially, you know, with this happening so early in the season and not knowing the prognosis of Aaron or if he's going to come back, when he's going to come back. So, you know, it's going to be tough sledding, but, you know, we're for the challenge.
A week ago at this time, you guys are viewed rightly as a championship contender on the very short list. Do you feel like you still can get to that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, it's not just Aaron on this team. I mean, I know he's obviously, you know, the MVP and plays like that each and every year. But, you know, it's going to require guys to pick up their game. There's no doubt about it, you know. And like I said, is it going to be more difficult when you lose your best player? Absolutely. But at the same time, I mean, there's 52 other guys on this team and you know, who are going to try and pick up the slack. So, I mean, we're getting ahead of ourselves if, you know, we're looking at Super Bowl favorites. But, you know, we got to get this win, you know, coming home, and obviously losing a tough one out there in Minnesota to a division rival. But just come back home, even this thing up, not even it up, but just get a win. And then, you know, hit this bye week and kind of hit the second half of the season ready to rock.
Have you talked with Aaron at all?
Not since, you know, immediately following the game. So not sure where he's at as far as, you know, rest, recovery, surgery. So, you know, hopefully he pops back up around here and boosts morale.
You see a lot more practice, obviously, around the scout team than you do with Aaron. What kind of quarterback is he?
Well, I mean, you know, I think first and foremost, everyone's going to compare him to Aaron right off the bat, and that's just, you know, I don't think there's another quarterback that can compare to Aaron. So, you know, there's things that Brett, you know, does well, and that's what we're going to play too. It sounds like that's what's coming out of, you know, this locker room is that, you know, we're obviously going to, you know, try and put our playmakers in the best position possible to make plays, and, you know, with him, that's, you know, his skill suit. So, you know, I know he's had limited reps and regular season games, and you know, for the most part, it's only been preseason, but I mean, aside from last week, but having a full week to prepare, kind of having that confidence, you know, we expect to see his best. But like I said, I mean, you know, it's hard to compare any other 31 starting quarterbacks to Aaron, so you know, but we have the full utmost confidence in Brett, and you know, hopefully he can, you know, right this ship.
Clay, you've obviously seen all these rookies that you guys drafted for the most part, but you haven't had a chance to see Vince. How interested are you to see what he can bring to this defense?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously being in the same position room and you know, just being around him, having to wait for, you know, how many months it was. But for him to get back out there, it's good to see. He said he had a good day, no soreness. I'm going to speak on behalf of him. But for the most part, I like what I saw from him. You can tell he's an athlete. You can tell he's a, you know, student of the game. He's got a natural, you know, ability to get after the quarterback. And, you know, if you talk with him, I think he just said he needs to knock the rust off. It's his first practice probably in pads since since he was in college. So, you know, unfortunately, he's got a crash course these next few weeks to get ready. And when his name's called, I'm sure we'll throw him in the fire and see what he's got.